Okay, so as I mentioned earlier, we picked the Sefer Aruch HaTzaddikim to do for Musar Seder, because it's my favorite Musar Seder, and I'm really trying to work my way through. So over the first 8 years of Camp Keli, we got through the first 16 chapters, 16 Sha'arim of Aruch HaTzaddikim. So we're going to pick up with Shar Yud Zayin, Shar Shiva Asar, which is the Shar HaNedivos. That's where we're going to pick up today. And over the summer, we'll probably get through a couple of Sha'arim if history is any indication. So we'll start with Shar HaNedivos right now. Now you'll notice, if you have an Aruch HaTzaddikim in front of you, that sometimes I'll be reading something and the words that I'm reading do not exactly line up with what you are seeing in front of you. That's because there are multiple texts, you know, multiple variations of the text of Aruch HaTzaddikim, so don't worry too much. Usually it's the same message pretty much. You know, he's still in favor of all the good midos and against all the bad midos. So, you know, it's not too much of a change. Usually it's just in a turn of phrase here or there. But if you notice something that I'm getting totally wrong, because I have some older version of Aruch HaTzaddikim, so let me know. The Sefer is centuries old. It's not like a new Sefer, but I guess it came out in so many different versions over the years that there were some discrepancies in the different versions. So Shar HaNedivos. Oh, you have an English Hebrew one. How do they type Nedivos? How do they translate Nedivos? Magnanimity. I would have said generosity, but okay, that's to be magnanimous, to be generous. So that is going to be the first shah that we're going to start with. HaNedivos hi amida asher yagia ba'adam l'malos gedolos. Generosity is a mida that brings a person to great heights. It brings a person to many great milos. It's just an overall very positive mida. Now the yesod of Aruch HaTzaddikim is that there is no such thing as a mida that is purely positive, and I am sure, even though I did not read ahead, that at the end of the chapter, he's going to tell us when generosity could run afoul and when generosity could be a bad mida and how it could be used in the wrong way, because there's no such thing as a mida that is always right and a mida that is always wrong. There's a time to be gaivadik even. There's a time to be humble. There are ways to use each and every mida, but obviously there are certain midos that the overwhelming majority of the usage of that mida is positive. So generosity, you know, obviously, well, there's going to be something negative, some negative way to employ generosity. Obviously, like 90% of the time, if not more, generosity is going to be a good mida. So he's going to spend the majority of the chapter, I would imagine, again, I didn't read ahead, I would imagine the majority of the chapter is going to be about how good generosity is. So it's a mida that brings a person to great milos. And when one's magnanimity, I'm going to go with generosity. When one's generosity is used in the proper way, it's very praiseworthy. And it will cause a person to achieve very many milos in this world and the next world. This is what the Aruch HaTzaddikim does. He always has several psukim, sometimes Ma'amari Chazal, several Ma'amari Chazal as well, but clearly, absolute mastery of all of Tanakh and the entire corpus of Chazal. But as the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Matan Adam Yarchiv Lo V'Lefnei Gedolim Yanchenu. Ki avor matnosav, because when a person gives matanos, when you're always giving people gifts, yo avu, the malachim, visarim, v'chaladam, even very wealthy people and very important people are going to love you. Meaning you might think that if you give someone a gift, so if they need that gift, then they'll love you for it because they needed it and you gave that you filled a need for them. But it's not true. Even if a person doesn't need anything, even if a person has everything, you know, you always see advertisements like before Father's Day, what do you get for the dad who has everything? And the answer is anything. Just get them something. And if you get something, if you get a gift for somebody, they appreciate it. And they appreciate you more than, even more so than the gift itself. You know, very often when you get a gift for somebody, it just gives the person something tangible to remember you in a positive way. I had a Talmud years ago. Who was in 11th grade in DRS. He was my Talmud in 11th grade in DRS. At the end of the year, he wanted to get me a gift. We had a good year together. He had a good year of learning. And he got me a gift that to him was like the greatest gift you could ever get for somebody. He was a huge Yankees fan. I'm a Yankees fan also. He's a huge Yankees fan. And he got me a baseball signed by Andy Pettit. He got me a baseball sign, which is the greatest gift that you could possibly ever get. Now, did I really need a baseball sign by Andy Pettit? I mean, there was a private joke. We named Zachary after Andy Pettit. That's a long story. But Zachary Andrew as Andy Pettit. But again, a long story. Not for right now. We were going through Yankees to come up with an English name and Jorge, and you know, wasn't gonna do it, so we went with Andy. But he got me a baseball sign by Andy Pettit. So do I really need a baseball sign by Andy Pettit? I don't know I don't really need it, but it's sitting on my shelf with all my Svarim, and every time I see it, I think of that Talmud who's now a rabbi and is doing great things in Boca Raton, actually. And but I always think of him, and that's something that's, you know, when you give someone a gift, it gives them something tangible to positively associate you with, even if it's something that they don't need, even if they're malach and visarim and they have everything. There's nothing like generosity that brings a person to be beloved. Meaning, if you want to be beloved, just be a generous person. And we're about to see generosity doesn't only mean with money, right? Meaning there are many ways to be generous. But if you're a generous person, if you're a giving person, if you're a kind person, then people will love you. And it's not only going to be good for you in this world, it's going to be good for you in the next world. Meaning the implication of this paragraph, by the way, is that you're going to build people's love for you through your generosity. Sounds like you should be public about your generosity. Meaning everyone should know that you're a generous person, which is interesting because it's a difficult balance. Right, when it comes to tzedakah, what's the highest level of tzedakah? Is matan b'seser, right? It's to give secretly, where you're not letting everybody know that you're the one that's giving. But even though you're supposed to keep your tzedakah somewhat private, but everybody should know that they can count on you. Everybody should know that if they need something, they can count on you. So there are ways to give tzedakah privately without, and yet still let people know that they can count on you, right? Sometimes, you know, someone, for a rabbi, it's easy, let's say. Sometimes someone will come to a rabbi and say that they need funds for something, or the rabbi will realize that they need funds for something, and he'll say, I raised the money, and, you know, it's not me, I just raised the money. Sometimes that's true, sometimes probably not true. Sometimes the rabbi's taking it out of his own pocket and he's giving it, but the person receiving it doesn't know it, so that could be a matan b'seser, and it's matan b'seser, but everyone knows that they can rely on that person to be able to take care of them. They can rely on that person to make sure that they'll be taken care of. Generosity doesn't always have to be secret, although tzedakah also doesn't always have to be secret. Tzedakah sometimes should be publicized, right? I once got a shayla. Someone emailed me from a South American country, and he said that the biggest baal tzedakah in his whole community was a guy who no one knew that he gave any tzedakah. He was extremely secretive about all of his tzedakah, but he was supporting like several Mostos HaTorah in that community without anybody knowing anything. And everyone thought that he was like a miser because he was a very rich guy. Everyone knew that he was a very rich guy, but no one knew anything. His name was not on any building. His name was not associated with any of his giving. So the problem was, the shaila was, that he had this fellow, this wealthy fellow, has a lot of wealthy friends, and one of his friends was sitting in a board meeting and of an organization, and they were discussing how to raise funds for a particular initiative, and someone suggested, why don't we go to this guy? Why don't we go to Reuven? He's a rich guy, maybe he can help us out. And the other people around the table said, nah, Reuven's a miser. Reuven never gives anything. Reuven, everyone knows he's rich, and you ever see his name associated with anything? He doesn't give anybody anything. So it's not even worth asking him. So the word got back to him that he was developing this reputation as someone who doesn't give. So he wanted to know, should he start giving publicly now? Because his children are going to be in Shiduchim, and everyone's going to think that he's a stingy person, that he's not a giving person. And that's, by the way, one of the big Shiduchim questions that people ask. You know, people often ask, are they rich? That's not a good question to ask. That's it's largely irrelevant. There are people that are very rich and are not giving b'chlal, and there are people that don't have very much money at all, but they'll give whatever, they'll give the shirt off their back for their children. They'll do whatever they can. To the question to ask is, are they giving people? Are they generous people? Are they people of generous spirit? The question should not be, are they rich? So this person, he said, if everyone asks the right question, and they ask if he's generous, and everyone's going to say that he's stingy, maybe he he should, maybe he's going to ruin his children's shidduchim, so maybe I should start plastering my name all over buildings, because, you know, so that was his shayla. It was an interesting shayla. I asked Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein said he absolutely should not be public about it. Nothing bad is going to come out of Matan B'Seser. You do tzedakah on the highest level, nothing bad is going to come out of it. My brother had a different eitzah. My brother said that he should call up a couple of the organizations that he's involved with, that he's given hundreds of thousands of dollars to, and just have one or two organizations call all the members of that board that spoke Lashon Hara about him and say, we're just doing a campaign now. Reuven gave us $100,000. Can you just match, you know, what Reuven did? So they'll get a few phone calls like that, and maybe they'll realize that that he's a generous person. But anyway, the implication over here is that one should have a reputation of generosity, and when you do that, when you develop such a reputation, everyone's going to love you, and it's going to be great for you in Olam Haba. But again, generosity is not only about money, and that's the next paragraph. V'yesh shlosha minei nedivos. There are three types of generosity. Ha'echod, that's the easy one. Nedivos b'mamon. When I say it's the easy one, it's not, I mean not only the first one that comes to mind when you think of generosity, you think of people who give money, but it's also just the easiest one to do. Meaning if you have money, it's easy to give money, right? Whatever you have is easy to give. If you have a lot of something, it's not so hard to give a lot of to give it to other people. You don't feel like you're losing so much, especially if you set up your tzedakah properly. Meaning very often, hopefully, people who know how to set up a tzedakah fund, they know that if they want to give Meiser, the best way to give Meiser is you set up an account where 10% of your earnings immediately go into that account. And that is your tzedakah account. Then giving from that account is like easy as anything because it's not even your money. You don't even view it as your money. It's just there. It's like you're a gabbai tzedakah on this account that's just sitting there with all this money that you'd be a ganav if you took from, right? So giving money, if you set it up properly, if you set up the proper context for it in advance, is actually a very easy thing to do. So that's the easy one. Ha'echon is nedivus mamon. Of course, if a person doesn't set themselves up for that, and each time they give tzedakah, they have to feel like they're taking something away from themselves, then it becomes much harder to give. But if you don't feel like you're taking something from yourself, you really set it up that this is tzedakah, this is not my account. And there are a lot of people that have like this, that they set up a separate charity account, whether it be for tax reasons or whatever, that they do it, or just because they want to be disciplined in their giving, so they set up a giving account, and that's just something to keep in mind. God willing, one day in the future, you'll all make money, or many of you will make, I don't know who's going to make money, who's not. Well, it'll be interesting to predict, but whatever the you know, so just always have in mind that will be that will be something that's worthwhile doing. Hasheni nedivus baguf. But the second type of generosity is physical generosity, meaning volunteering to help physically when there's help that's needed, and that's a much more challenging generosity because many of us have a natural inclination toward laziness. And it's much easier not to help than yes to help. Just one of the most more impressive things that one of my children did recently is that my wife and I were driving back from a wedding in the Rockley on Thursday night. So it was our sixth wedding of the week. We had six weddings last week. So it was a lot of weddings last week. And the Rockley, for those who live in Teaneck, that's great. It's so convenient. Yeah, if you live in the Five Towns, it's the worst. So, I mean, we love it. But, you know, it's always great to go to a Simcha. But coming back from the Simcha is not always so great. So we were coming back. It was like 12:30 when we pulled into the driveway. Of course, got to wake up at like 5 to give the daf the next day. And it's like just so exhausted. And my daughter, not sure how this happened, she claims I said it was okay. She was at a friend's house in Inwood, which is like 15 minutes from us, where she needed to be picked up. So at 12:30, I was going to have to go to Inwood to pick her up. And she claimed I said it was okay. There's no way I said that was okay. But so as we're driving back, we had one of my children was with us in the car. I said, oh my gosh, I got to pick her up now. And he said, nah, I'll do it. No problem. I was like, wow, I did not say, are you sure? I just said, okay, great, thanks. But that's, you know, to take that without even thinking, just to say, yeah, I'll do it, it's no problem. Meaning, you want me to do it? Meaning, if there's a need, so I'll physically volunteer. Nedivus baguf, that's a very, very high level of generosity. And hashlishi is nedivus b'chachma. is generosity with one's wisdom, with one's know-how, with one's knowledge. You know, there's a thing that some people have that, you know, when people, women or, you know, who cook a lot or whatever, and they have their recipes, you know, their, or caterers or whatever, that they won't share the recipes. Caterers, I get, it's their business or whatever. But like, for a woman not to, you know, it used to be a thing that when you'd ask, I don't know if it still is a thing, that there are some women, if you ask them for a recipe, they'll leave out an ingredient. They don't want you to make it as good as they make it. They don't want, that's terrible. If you have chachma, you have a know-how, you have something, so you should want to share that with somebody. Ve'elu ashlosha, all three levels of generosity, hayu ba'Avram Avinu, applied to Avram Avinu. He possessed all of these levels. Hayu nadiv b'mamono, he was generous with his money. Tichsiv, vayita eshel. It says vayita eshel in the pasuk. And what does eshel mean? It's a rashi tevos, achila, shtia, levaya. That he gave people food, he gave people to drink. And we saw when the Malachim came to visit him, he wasn't just giving them the cheap food. I think David Bashevkin said on Twitter, if I can quote that in a sheer, that you know, when you buy the variety pack of Snapple at Costco, the lemon Snapples, that's for the guest room, right? That's for the guest, right? Because that's nasty. Everyone likes the peach and the raspberry. So you just want to give the lemon to the guest. So when Avram Avinu had guests, he gave his best stuff to the guests. He gave his very best to the guest. He gave tongue, which was a delicacy, even though, you know, whatever, I have hashkafic problems with tongue, you know, I don't like eating food that could taste you back. But he had like this generosity of giving the very best to other people. And that's achila, shtia, levaya. Levaya is to escort them as well. That sounds more like nadav begufo. But where was Avram nadav begufo? Ooh, the Zoom conked out. Feel bad. Nadav begufo, shehitza Lot ben Achiv v'nilcham avura. He was a nadav begufo because he saved Lot, his nephew, and... so the internet just cocked out. Okay, he saved Lot, his nephew, and he fought a battle for him to help Lot out. Sorry about that, Zoomers. I don't know why we cocked out. He saved Lot for his nephew, and to fight a Mulchama for his nephew, that's a lot of volunteer work. That's a lot of physical volunteer work. You know, there's a Maisa, they say, with Rav Shraga Feivel Mendelovich. Mr. Mendelovich, right? You know about Rav Shraga Feivel? Anyone ever hear about Rav Shraga Feivel? He was the founder, I think, of Tara Vidas, and he was a huge Talmud Chacham, and like the biography is called Rav Shraga Feivel, but it was Yadua that he insisted on being called Mr. Mendelovich. He never wanted to be called Rav. He was a big Bal Musser, and I think he was a Hasidisha Bal Musser. So Tar Vidas always had like a little bit of a Hasidisha influence between Rav Gedalia Shur and you know, and then prior to that, Rav Shraga Feivel. So Rav Shraga Feivel was giving a shir, and there weren't enough chairs. So one guy was schlepping a chair from another classroom. Right, that happens sometimes. And Rav Shraga Feivel screamed and he said, "Schlepper!" And the guy's like, "What do you want from me? I'm just taking a chair from the other classroom." He said, "Yeah, you're taking one chair from the other classroom. There are like six guys that don't have seats. So that means you're schlepping a chair just because you like to schlep things, just because you're schlep. But you had an opportunity, if you would take two chairs, then you'd be a Bal Chesed. Then you'd be doing a mitzvah. So what's the difference between whether you're schlepping just a schlep or you're schlepping to do a mitzvah? Is whether you're doing it with a sense of nedivus, whether you're doing it with a sense of trying to work, to help other people. And then there's nadiv b'chachmaso. Ki limit kol ha'olam derech hayashar. Avram Avinu was also very generous with his chachma. He taught everybody the proper path. He taught everybody the derech hayashar. To the point that they were Megayer, because he inspired them so much to want to know Hashem, that he made Nefesh in Charan. The Rambam writes in that Avram Avinu was Megayer tens of thousands of people. Can you imagine having that kind of influence before the days of social media, before the days of mass communication, before they even had a telephone, before they had a microphone? And Avram Avinu, you have to go man to man to do this, right? You know how much effort that must have taken? Tens of thousands of people to be so generous with his time, so generous. You know, when they honored Rabbi Yudin Shlita after 50 50 years, I think it was, in Fairlawn. So they had a whole video of, showing the tremendous impact he had. And it occurred to me that someone like Rabbi Yudin, there aren't many like Rabbi Yudin. Rabbi Yudin and Rabbi Kelmer Zatzal are the only two I could think of like this. They never had like Rabbi Rosner's following of thousands of people listening to Shiurim. They never had like this kind of mass audience. Their impact on thousands and thousands of people was one person at a time. You know how much time and effort that takes to impact one person at a time and to bring one person at a time closer and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That was Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu had tens of thousands of followers. It's a tremendous nedivos. It's a tremendous investment of his energy and his time and his know-how. And being generous b'chachma doesn't only mean if you're a really smart person. It doesn't only mean, oh, I know chemistry, so I could tutor someone for their AP chemistry exam or for their, for their regents or something. Let's say I don't know chemistry. I don't know anything. I don't have any particular chachma. But you could still be generous b'chachma, because generous b'chachma means be generous with your words. That you can say something nice to a person. You can go out of your way. You could just have an awkward conversation, or just like, hey, how you doing? I always tell people, I get made fun of a little bit, but I tell people in shul, you're in the supermarket, right? And like there's your friend's wife is in front of you in line in the supermarket. So it's always like an awkward conversation. I'm sitting there like schmoozing with a woman in the supermarket. So I always say just say something nice about her husband. Say, your husband's such a nice guy. He did the nicest thing for me, or whatever. Or just say something positive about, and by being generous with your words, you could help their shalom bayis. You can use that time to do a mitzvah. You can do so much just by using your words in a positive way. Giving a person chizik, giving a person etzah, just saying nice things to people. It's amazing. Sometimes, when you talk about like things that people remember and things you think about, like just even if you think right now about like people that have made an impact on you, people that have had a positive influence on you, you could probably remember two or three times where they said something that just made you feel so good. More than anything they've probably ever done for you. Yeah, I could tell you today, word for word, what Rabbi Kamenetsky, my 10th grade Rebbe, my boss for 18 years, said to me at my wedding when he was dancing with me. But, the impact that a few words could have on a person, that could stick with a person for a lifetime. And that's also a form of generosity. Generosity doesn't only mean giving money. It just means being a giving person, being generous with one's chachma, with one's etza, with one's time and with one's energy. Okay, we'll stop there. It's dinner time, and Hashem, we'll pick up from there tomorrow.